Hello, and welcome to another podcast from HPS. In the interview you're about to hear, I caught up with Peter Holtman, founder of HPS, to get Peter's perspective on feedback from recent interviews I've undertaken with clients where Peter's provided some coaching services. Peter, thanks very much for joining us again. Pete, I want to talk a little bit more about your experience with coaching and some of the feedback I've been getting from organizations that you've been coaching. And I want to initially talk about an observation from all the people I've spoken to around how, as they've become CEOs, they've actually discovered that that job is really quite lonely. In other words, they don't always have people they can share ideas and bounce ideas off. Could you talk to that? Are you surprised by that? What's your observation?
Sure. Hi, Ed. This is a really interesting topic. CEOs hold essentially a celebrity status in an organization. Everyone looks at them for directions, for cues, and that's business-wise as well as culturally.
Yeah, well, they're the leader, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so it's always all eyes on the leader. And I don't think people understand the change in dynamics moving from, say, an executive or another type of chief executive in the business to being the business leader. It's an isolated role.
Yeah.
In terms of you sit in this land between staff and board, and it's really hard for you in that role to share what are your concerns, what are your thoughts, what if this doesn't work, what if all the what ifs with either up or down.
And especially, Peter, I imagine if you are, you know, if this is your first CEO appointment.
Yeah, so this is really interesting territory, and this is where I like to spend time with emerging CEOs, is what's the expectation that's being put upon you from the board and from the team? And they're vastly different expectations. The board is expecting you to set vision, grab the reins, drive the business forward. And the team below you are looking for the tactic. Well, that's all great on vision. How does it roll out? What do we do tomorrow that's different to today, that's fitting in with where you want to take things? And so you need to be in two headspaces, be comfortable shifting gears between both quickly, and being really quite confident that you're taking things in a particular direction.
Yeah, absolutely. Pete, I guess the follow-on to that is then, as you know, as someone in that role, what can you do to organize that kind of senior executive team around you so that the kind of politics don't derail you from your basically from your mission?
Yeah, and I think the CEO needs to have a very strong, very clear vision and take the time out of the business. In other words, remove people physically from the business to talk about how we're going to create this paradigm of new vision within the business and start to get people to buy into it. So whilst you might have created the vision, your team is going to deliver the mission towards it. So, you know, vision is the destination and the mission is the journey towards that. And so you need to really understand what your team are capable of to get you towards that vision point.
Yeah. And Pete, I imagine regardless of the size of business, really, I mean, this is applicable to whether you're a small business or you're a, you know, large multinational.
Absolutely. This is fundamentals. This is CEO leadership 101 stuff that you're really sitting down and saying, I want the business to go from point A to point B. It can be a financial target. It can be a cultural target. It can be an engagement target. It can be a customer base. It could be all of it. There's no specifics here, but what it is, it's you're trying to drive your business to a particular direction, and you need to know that you've got the horsepower in-house to get you there with the backing of the board, who are really there to keep you within your swim lanes. That's a board's role.
Yeah. And you may well be appointed because there's been recognition by the board that they need this, you know, basically a couple of gears up in terms of leadership, and, you know, there's expectation around you. So as you say, there's pressure from the board, but there's also tremendous, you know, basically pressure, I guess, from the staff and your executive team, because there you are, someone maybe that they've known, maybe not, and you're now in on that, you know, basically jump seat.
Yeah.
And you've got to hit the ground running.
Absolutely. So if you've been appointed from within, you've got a totally different set of pressures upon you as if you've come in from an outside interview source. So the pressures from within are, well, you're a known entity that people seem to think they know how you operate. And what you've got to do is very quickly differentiate yourself from your team. You aren't your team anymore. You're part of the team. You lead the team, but you aren't in that team any longer. You're there to drive that team to a whole different set of expectations now.
Yeah.
And the board may be aware of you. They may have seen you operate in a tactical role. You now have to shift gears into a strategic role.
Yeah.
And you're the servant of a board, but you should also be a servant leader to your team. So coaching fundamentally moves people's headspace into this role now.
Yeah. And Pete, the feedback seems very much to endorse the importance of having that coaching and that support, I guess, from an external perspective. Because otherwise, if it's all in-house, then it's basically too cozy. It's not maybe challenging enough. But, you know, you're going in, you know, you don't have the baggage, but you've got all the experience. So you are that sounding board. You're the support through the coaching to that person.
Absolutely.
Let them know.
Yeah.
And they're there to help.
What's really interesting to watch, Ed, is the physical shift in people when they come into a coaching session, particularly CEOs are usually quite manic. They're doing a million things at once. They're quite rigid in their posture when they come in. And then when you start through the engagement of coaching, you watch them relax. You watch them physically breathe out. Their face softens, their body posture softens. And they feel like there's someone that they can actually talk to about, oh, geez, this is what's happening in my day. And it mightn't have anything directly related to what you're coaching on, but it's really important to talk through those points. So they've got somewhere to go. It's safe ground, and it's sacred ground as well. You really need to trust the sanctity of the environment that you're coming into. There's a lot of personal, confidential things that might need to be discussed that remain between the two people in the room. So building that sacred space and letting people relax into it is incredibly important.
Yeah. Pete, that's a really interesting observation, because that does seem to be very much endorsed from the conversations I've had in interviewing, you know, the CEOs that you have been coaching. And I wonder, Pete, if that's because there is that almost sudden realization or that acknowledgement of that sense of loneliness. You know, I've now got this role as an emerging CEO. I've now been appointed this role. I'm very excited about it. It's a great opportunity for my career. But gee, I just didn't appreciate that, it, you know, I am a little bit out there on my own. And maybe that relaxing and that sense of, oh, I can really talk to Pete and kind of open up supports that.
Yeah, it's here's how I look at it. There's a sentence that I like to reflect on where it's, I see a lot of new CEOs come in and they say, I've got this, with an exclamation mark on the end. That sentence after a few months in the role can go to, I've got this, with a question mark on the end. So there's a lot of doubt. There's a lot of overthinking of issues. And there's a lot of, I guess, or there's a lack of perspective and reflection sometimes. In other words, they dive in so far into it, back in the tactics, that they forget that their role is purely strategic and moving chess pieces to the ultimate outcome. And that's when that question mark appears at the end of the sentence. And my role is to convert that question mark back into the exclamation mark. That's coaching.
That's great. And that's probably a great summary of that role. And certainly the evidence seems to support this very clearly. Pete, I wonder if we can just look at the type of organization and whether that reflects anything you've been talking about from the CEO's perspective. So if we look at CEO of let's say a commercial organization, do you think there is a difference there to the CEO of a non-for-profit? And you're heavily involved in a lot of non-for-profits. You've also been a CEO of a non-for-profit. A quick observation about any differences, or is it all the same?
There are definitely some similarities there, and I spend a lot of time coaching across the spectrum now, from shareholder entities to proprietary limiteds down to non-profits. The whole vision of moving the entity to a direction is shared. What changes is the balance or the equilibrium between community expectations and commercial outcomes. And I always draw a set of scales, if you like. In one side of the scale, you've got commerce. On the other side of the scale, you've got community. And it's the role of the leader, the CEO, to try and keep that scale balanced as best you can. Now, that weighting changes when you move to a nonprofit where you're very much about community outcomes and community focus, but you've still got to keep a commercial entity running. If you're in a commercial entity, and definitely something about shareholders, it's very much about the commercial side of things, but what can miss is that community engagement, and community could even mean worker engagement at that point. So what sort of culture are you establishing within an organization? So it's depending where you sit, the lens you're looking at, that equation changes.
Fine. Fantastic. Peter, thanks very much. That was really interesting. I think that'd be very insightful for a lot of emerging CEOs. Sure. The acknowledgement of just how important it is to get some external support and help through coaching and the importance of that.
Yeah, I think it's an essential element for any first-time CEO or even a CEO coming into a different organization. The opportunity to share perspectives with someone who's walked the same path as you previously is an essential element to quickly getting your feet under you and growing your confidence in your role.
Brilliant. Pete, thanks very much.
Sure. Thanks, Ed.